"What is it?" Bren asked. Joran wiped his fingers on his vest.
"There's hard news, my lords, and a cruel way to pay you for your meat and mead. But the man as asked the question must bear the answer. Stark's gone."
One of the other men said, "The old bearer sent him out to look for Wainer Royce, and he's late returning, my lord."
"Too long," Joran said. "Most like he's dead."
"My uncle is not dead," Robb Stark said loudly, anger in his tones. He rose from the bench and laid his hand on the hilt of his sword. "Do you hear me? My uncle is not dead." His voice rang against the stone walls, and Bran was suddenly afraid. Old sour-smelling Joran looked up at Robb, unimpressed.
"Whatever you say, my lord," he said.
He sucked at a piece of meat between his teeth. The youngest of the Black Brothers shifted uncomfortably in his seat.
"There's not a man on the wall knows the haunted forest better than Benjen Stark. He'll find his way back."
"Well," said Joran, "maybe he will, and maybe he won't. Good men have gone into those woods before and never come out."
All Bran could think of was old Nan's stories of the others, and the last hero, hounded through the white woods by dead men and spiders as big as hounds. He was afraid for a moment, until he remembered how the story ended. "The children will help him," he blurted. "The children of the forest." Theon Greyjoy sniggered, and Maester Lewin said,
"Bran, the children of the forest have been dead and gone for thousands of years. All that is left of them are the faces in the trees."